This is 103.6 FM Tameside Radio. I'm Jill Garston. Today we've been looking at the life of Stalybridge businessman turned author Ernie Jackson. His book, Ernie Who, chronicles his life from his early years in Bootle through joining the police, reluctantly leaving the force to work at senior service and turning the house he couldn't sell into a care home for the elderly. In the final part of his story, he tells us how he makes a dream come true by going into business with his eldest son. The pair now run Pugbits in Denton, which started off supplying spares for Peugeots but has now grown to service, repair and MOT any make of car. But before that, Ernie tells us about the birth of Bourne House.
I'm living in Bourne House as a policeman. Big house, 5-bedroom house. The only reason I'm living in a house that big is because the bigger your house, the more your rent allowance from the police. So I kept moving bigger and bigger and getting more rent allowance and more rent allowance because we needed the money. But I could just afford to pay the mortgage and we couldn't afford to pay maintenance, so I did everything myself. We had actually had tennis courts on the back of this house on Taunton Road, between Taunton Road and Oldham Road. And then all of a sudden, I'm leaving the police force. I've got a big house and no rent allowance. So I tried to sell it. But one day a lady came to look at it and measured up, and I said, why are you measuring up? She says, well, do you know there's no old folks homes in this area, no nursing homes. She said, I'm a nurse and I'm thinking of doing it. But in the event, she didn't buy. But there again, there was a second seed. So I decided that I couldn't sell the house. No one wanted to buy it. So I decided to convert it into an old folks home.
While you were doing it, were you thinking of it as a tribute to your mum, as it were?
Oh, that was part of it. Because eventually Val's mum came. And that was another battle because the rule was that old folk can't live in the home owned by relatives at that time. And eventually we got permission and with certain conditions which we were glad to fulfil. And she spent the last, she was terminal, and she spent the last, 2-3 months of her life with her daughter constantly, which was nice.
Don't you think your mum would be very proud of you?
My mum would be over the moon, absolutely. And I often say when I'm doing these grand holidays, I would really like to have brought my mum with me. But then I see sense, because my mother loved me so much that she was an embarrassment. And I think kids that have got loving mothers know about that, because you could be standing in a line or in a queue somewhere and complete strangers stood next door and your mum's telling them all about you, how wonderful you are, how you've become a chief superintendent when you're only a sergeant. Incidentally, we sold Bourne House when it had 33 rooms. When we actually owned it, initially it had 5. And Bourne House we sold as a good concern. But the problem with it is I've got 3 good kids. None of them were interested in care for the elderly. And I've got some good friends in Ashton that work in businesses with the kids, and I envied them because the kids were going to take it over and carry on. So I wanted something like that. And after we'd sold Bourne House, and I was pretty much a loose end, I need challenges in my life, really. But I needed a new challenge. My son, he was very, very lucky because I just sold a business and I spoke to him about setting up in business. We needed some premises and we couldn't find premises. So eventually we saw this place in Denton, an old, decrepit, extremely unfriendly towards the environment. There were rats, there was excrement, there were blocked sewers, there were syringes in the sewers because drug addicts used to be there at night. There were stolen cars left, and it was a complete eyesore. Within 3 years, we got an environmental award for what we'd done. We got a lot of help off Tameside Council. We got some good grants, and I actually had to go down to the Tower of London to get an award for the environment, a Gold Apple Award. A guy called Bellamy, who's quite famous, he presented me with this award. And I think we're one of the few companies in Greater Manchester that have actually had this award.
I can't imagine you ever sitting still, because you go off on your cruise holiday and what's the first thing you do? Write a book. I'll begin work
on this
on
occasion.
It.
We've been all around the world.
So what are your plans for the future now? Or do you not make plans? Do you just let things happen?
I always need a project. This writing has given me a project. If I didn't think it was any good, I wouldn't do it. I think I probably told you before we started this interview that I'm extremely egotistical. I know I'm egotistical. I like people to like what I do. And I've written a book. I've published it myself. I've got a lot of good vibes. There's loads of people want it. Loads of people now want a sequel, but it's too soon to do a sequel. I can do a sequel. So my target now is promoting my book.
Do you enjoy writing?
Yes, I do enjoy writing, but I need to be in the mood. And this book only took me a year from writing the first word to publishing. I believe that's quite unique as well, because it takes people lots longer than that. You've got to be in the mood. All my efforts at the moment are in getting this book known, getting it out there, and getting people to write it. Not from a financial point of view, but for the thrill of people enjoying and crying and laughing at what I've written.
Ernie Hu is available for a limited period of time to listeners of Tameside Radio for just £6.95 instead of £9.95. For each book sold, Ernie will donate £1 to Willowwood Hospice. It's available at Thackeray's Bookshop in Denton, Pugbits in Denton, Willowwood Hospice and Charity Shops, and of course here at Tameside Radio. You can also order it online from www.erniewho.com. Quote Willow Wood to claim your discount, and in the meantime, we'll look forward to Ernie's second book.